Talk. 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We're back. And by the way, I will just point out that during the break, I kind of scanned over to see, and apparently the Twitter police have allowed me out of the penalty box. My account is unlocked, and I'm allowed to now roam freely in Twitterverse. And yay, let's see what I can tick them off about today. We'll find out. Going back to the phone with my friend Cameron Smith. So Cameron, two things, if we can get to both. I don't know if we will or not, but the first thing that I wanted to hit was in regards to the press conference, it was also kind of telling what questions were not asked of the president. And my recollection was there was literally nothing about rise in crime and liberal policies related to crime and nothing about border. What'd you see on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting right now that we're still having so much focus on Trumpy things from the Democrats, and they're not really wanting to talk about an agenda. In fact, everything with Voting Rights Act, with the Voter Freedom Act, which they're pushing hard, is basically saying, well, we don't know if we can trust the results of elections going forward if we don't pass these laws now. Let's make this about election integrity, rather than talking about the economy, inflation, the border, all of the things that, frankly, they have handled horribly over the last stretch. I understand why they want to do that, but the voters aren't going to buy it, and Democrats are going to pay the price in the midterms, period.
Yeah, and I believe they are, and they know it, which kind of segues to my other question. This is a shift. We've spent all this time now talking about the press conference, and by the way, I've got page after page of things we could talk about on that press conference. But the other thing that happened in D.C. yesterday, the other big news was the fact that the attempt by the Democrats to break down the rules of the filibuster in the Senate failed, which means they also failed to pass the Voting Rights Act or the John Lewis Freedom Act. That being said, I opine, having seen a little bit of, you know, political machinations in Montgomery, I opine that Schumer knew exactly what he was doing, and he has a Biden administration that refuses to, you know, lighten up, and he went ahead and went forward just to get the things out of the way, maybe put some people on the record, but for the most part, I think he did it to get it out of the way so it would quit sucking the oxygen out of the room so he could say, Mr. President, I told you, now would you please give us something we can work with? That's one of my surmises. What do you think?
Sure. And to be clear, I support the Voting Rights Act. The Voting Rights Act is still active law. What's in question is the preclearance formula that the Supreme Court struck down in 2013. And we can agree and disagree over whether that should exist and if it does need a preclearance formula, what it should be. I don't think that the idea of, well, okay, basically Republican states have to go ask the Biden administration or a federal judge in D.C. for permission to exercise their representative democracies as states is a really good deal, right? I mean, the idea of Democrats saying, well, actually, you guys are the racist ones. You know, we'll pull in a couple of other jurisdictions, but we want the formula to set this way. I get that. And in terms of the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, you're looking at, they just want to federalize elections. They just want to take one standard and stick it on everybody. I don't think Democrats with the slimmest majority should do that. I do think Chuck Schumer saying, let's move on. But to what? I mean, Build Back Better is like Prego. It's in there. Like, there's some good stuff, but mostly a bunch of junk and just wasteful spending. Biden had mentioned in the press conference maybe breaking it down and passing some smaller pieces of that. I would be willing to at least have that discussion. But this notion of, we're going to take a super, super razor-thin majority in the House and Senate, and we're going to do really big, huge spending, big progressive priorities, is just not in the cards. And then at a minimum, I predict the Republicans will have the House of Representatives. And so now you got to have something you can negotiate with Republicans. I just think they're floundering right now, and Biden's not providing a lot of leadership.
No, that's exactly right. In fact, I've said multiple times on this show, that what we're seeing right now is living proof that Biden has never had to lead anything in his entire career. He's always had the luxury of being in the legislative body where he could go to the podium and exert rhetoric without responsibility. And we're seeing it. It's coming out right now. All right. Well, that's about all time we got for it. Cameron, appreciate your time, man. And someday soon we can get back on here maybe and debate whether we agree or not on the Voting Rights Act amendments. But nonetheless, I think you're spot on with your assessments of that press conference. And appreciate your time today, Cameron Smith. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We got plenty more where that came from. More stuff here in the Triple Dipper. I got a little bit more on D.C. moving to Montgomery. And top of the hour at 4 o'clock, we got the Grand Council with Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. We'll be right back.